Texas Senate race flips to toss-up as Guard members blast Washington deployment. National Guard members deployed to Washington are now speaking out publicly, describing the experience in words embarrassing and exploitative that suggest the deployment felt more like political theater than genuine security necessity. The statements create recruiting headwinds for an organization that perennially struggles with retention, and they undercut the political message the administration sought to project by having the very people deployed to signal strength turn around and criticize the mission. Speaker Mike Johnson has apparently described himself as a co-president, or at least claimed the White House uses that framing with him, a remarkable self-description that raises genuine constitutional questions about the separation of powers between the legislature and the executive. Whether the characterization reflects genuine White House messaging or Johnson's own interpretation of an unusually close working relationship, the claim itself is newsworthy. The race drawing the most analytical attention, however, is in Texas, where a Senate contest that was supposed to be a reliable Republican hold has shifted to toss-up status as conservative voters are reportedly breaking ranks. The fault lines are specific: fiscal conservatives uncomfortable with the debt trajectory, suburban voters in Houston and Dallas who have trended. Meanwhile, Governor Ron DeSantis indicated he doubts Republicans can flip all four redistricted Florida seats targeted after the post-census map changes, a significant admission from the governor who was central to that redistricting effort. Away from the national party for three consecutive cycles and a Latino voter coalition in South Texas that has become genuinely competitive. The last time Texas was this close at the Senate level was the 2018 race in which Beto O'Rourke lost to Ted Cruz by 2.6 percentage points. A toss-up classification suggests the fundamentals have shifted further still, and a Democratic Senate win in Texas would fundamentally alter the Electoral College math for every subsequent presidential election. Early 2028 polling shows Vice President J.D. Vance at 41% in a GOP primary survey, a figure that in a multi-candidate field approaches dominance, suggesting he has consolidated a majority of the Republican base. MyPillow founder Mike Lindell added a separate note of Republican primary turbulence by withholding an $825,000 recount payment in a Minnesota GOP dispute, claiming the Secretary of State's recount plan is unlawful, a legal fight that exposes him to significant liability and underscores how contestation of electoral processes has become a. Kamala Harris leads on the Democratic side, consistent with sustained party loyalty numbers despite the 2024 loss, though the Democratic primary landscape will depend heavily on whether she faces serious competition and whether the party seeks to relitigate 2024 or move toward a new generation. Permanent feature of Republican primary politics in certain states.